Christ Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, just like the man said. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you're listening live, today is June 2nd, 2016. And if you're in the archives, and we're glad that you are, this is show number 423. We invite you to call us, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are we doing, Griff?
Well, I'm doing just great.
So am I.
You know, this bike riding thing has got me in a good mood.
You know, I envy you that bike riding thing. I need to think about it. Swimming and bike riding are the only two things I enjoy doing, and I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Well, you get one of these electric bikes, babe.
Oh, man.
You just...
We're talking thousands of bucks, right?
No. So I'm a big proponent of this company that I discovered. I discovered them on Facebook, but I'd been shopping for bikes, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, it's $2,500, $35, $6,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could buy a car. Yikes. And I found this company, and I'm not getting paid a penny to promote them. I just love their product and their service. And it's a new company in Seattle. You know, those kids up in Seattle, they're so eager to please.
Well, they're drinking a lot of coffee.
They're doing a lot of coffee because they got a lot of bikes to build. It's called Rad Power Bike, and they have three models. They're affordable in comparatively with other companies. And, you know, you always wonder, am I getting a good deal? It says, you know, the reviews, they're really good, and they say it's a good price, but maybe the reviews are, you know, they're getting a little kickback. Who knows? I don't know. And so when I took the chance and ordered the bike, and then I brought it in to have it assembled, because I could have done it, but who has time? So I brought it to a bike company. It's very easy assembly. It cost me like $50. And when I went to pick it up, the guy said, where did you get this? And I said, oh, I bought it online from a company in Seattle. He said, these are like top notch.
So how much did you pay, darling?
There was a sale going. I paid $1,400 plus shipping.
Oh.
I think shipping was $100 and something. And, they said, these are top of the line components on this bike. And the build is extraordinary. And this is a known frame. He said the name, which is considered one of the best cargo bike frames in the world. And I said, yeah, I'm really going to be happy with it, I suppose. Well, I'm in love. I dream about my bike at night.
Well, it's so good for you. I mean, it's helped your attitude. It's helped your health, I'm sure.
You can work. I mean, you know, for me, and this has nothing to do with eBay, but my arthritic knees, you know, they're wonky. And having to pedal up long, even slight inclines puts a lot of pressure on them. Well, this way I just put on the pedal assist or hit the throttle a little bit and I get a little boost. And what the best part, I never imagined this would be the best part, is passing at high speed in bicycle lanes, all those poor schmucks with no power bikes, you know, pushing their little legs. And I walk by and say, hello, nice day. Vroom.
So it's electric, right?
It's electric,
so
yeah.
You have to, how do you juice it? I mean,
it comes with a big fat Samsung battery that you charge up at home. You just plug it into the wall. I can go for about 30 to 40 miles easily on a charge if I'm not using full throttle, which I don't do. I like to do a little work. And I usually have it. There's five levels of pedal assist, and I'm usually at three. Sometimes on four if I want to get to work faster or if I want to show off, which even at my old age, I still get a kick out of doing. Look at that old man on that bike. He's
so
really booking it.
They do sell electric bikes on eBay.
Yeah, they do.
I'm looking at them right now, but I cannot find the wonderfulness that is yours.
Well, this is a new company, so I don't think they, so what they do is.
You need to get in touch with them and tell them they need to sell them on eBay.
Well, that's my next step. Shh, don't tell them, they might be listening. The way they keep the price down is they sell directly to consumers. So they build the bikes, themselves in Seattle. They get parts in and then they put them together. They're all bicycle nuts, so they know what they're doing. And then they sell them directly to consumers, mail order. from their website.
Do they have girly bikes, you know, with this thing cut out in the middle?
They have the perfect bike for you.
Because I need to have it cut way down low. You know what I mean, right? Because my legs are so short.
Yeah. They have the perfect bike for you.
Do they?
They have three models, and this is a new model, and it's a mini.
And one is called the Rosalie.
We could nickname it that.
Yes.
It's a mini foldable electric bike, and it's the perfect size for you. Perfect.
Mini. Okay, I got to look it up because I'm trying so many things with my health right now, including the Fitbit.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something that also is good for your health, Griff.
What's good for your health?
eBay store owners. Yes, I'm sure it would be good for their health if they cannot be so stressed out. They've got two more days until June 4th to change or cancel your eBay store subscription without incurring a penalty.
That's true. Yes, you have a few more days.
You can still subscribe month to month. But if you're on an annual subscription, you need to be aware of this deadline.
Yes, you need to be aware of it.
June 4th. So
June 4th.
Changes to your eBay store subscription.
It's coming up, babes, 2 days.
Go to My eBay.
Okay.
And to compare store features and benefits, there's a big, long URL. We'll post this link on the chat board in just a minute or so. It's ebay.com/seller-information/stores/subscriptions.html.
Wow.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. So just wanted to keep you up to date on that one. I'm really excited about this bike. I just may do this.
Yeah, there are other options available. I mean, just looking on eBay, there's some cool girly bikes, you know, for under $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're okay. I've been so impressed by this company. I'm a fan. I'm going to buy all three of their bikes. I'm going to have a stable and collect them.
like the rich guys have 20 cars in there. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Like Jay Leno. I'm going to be the Jay Leno of bikes. E-bikes, yeah, from Andover.
He's a lot of fun, that guy.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Oh, he's doing a car show on TV, on cable.
Oh, good for him. He's doing something.
You know, a
loves.
Classic car show. He invites all of his friends over. And
oh, yeah.
It's kind of a cool show, really. I've only seen it a couple of times. But
we should get him on the show.
It's kind of cool. You know, it was cool when we lived in Burbank, John and I. You know, we had a studio in Burbank for a while.
Yeah.
And we'd see him once in a while.
Did he say, hello?
Well, we didn't, you know, we just see him go down the street, you know.
Oh, he didn't wave?
But no. He'd be in downtown Burbank and places like that. And
oh,
in front
I see.
Of the TV studios and stuff. But he was always in a different car.
Mm.
That's one guy that has a good time.
Mm.
So, eBay Open.
Yes, it's happening.
It is definitely happening. And in addition to the eBay Community Village, which is where eBay Radio will be located.
That's right.
There'll be a whole lot happening at eBay Open, and that's coming up July 26th through the 29th at the Venetian in Las Vegas. So, Griff, first of all, there's going to be education.
There's going to be a lot of education.
You can attend general sessions. Are you going to teach any sessions?
I hope so.
I hope they ask you to.
I hope so.
Attend general sessions and topical workshops for insights into eBay's long-term strategy, updates on seller tools, and programs to grow your business. You'll also learn how to streamline customer service, create listings that sell, market your business, ship better, and more, all shared by eBay and e-commerce experts.
Yes.
Next, there'll be networking. That's the most fun. Meet and talk with other sellers, industry leaders, eBay employees and executives, and third-party providers. There's no better way to connect than in person, face-to-face, and you'll be there with them in person, face-to-face. Plus, of course, it's going to be a party, complete with live broadcasts of eBay Radio, a welcome reception, happy hour, and gala. Come celebrate our vibrant eBay marketplace and your own success. And remember, Griff.
Right.
If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Well, that's the truth.
Very important that you remember that.
Yeah.
And I hope you're packed already. So when do you have to go? When eBay, because for the eBay Radio Party and Conference, it was just me that you had to answer to and be on time for.
Is that true?
That was just me.
All right. All right.
But you work for eBay, and this is their event this year.
I do? That's news to me.
So Do they tell you you're going to be here, you're going to be there, da-da-da-da? Like
yeah, they always tell me.
Remember they do that? And then they have a handler.
No, I'm not going to have a handler for this
one. No handler?
No. Okay. I'm not that important anymore.
You used to have handlers.
Yeah, I used to be somebody. We used to have faces then.
You used to be Griff.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Hoosies? Whatever happened to him? Oh, or better yet, I'm sorry. I thought you were Hoosie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's
it? What's it? You know, Hoosies. It's a line from a Stephen Sondheim song.
So we're getting, you know, working on this event is very interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
These people really care, you know. They want it to be all that it can be.
Oh, are you kidding? It's Katie and
Nobody
Company.
Ever says with no. Katie and Company close enough for government work.
No, it wouldn't work. Katie's an absolute delight, but she is a stickler.
Well,
as she should be.
That's what she's supposed to be.
She's a stickler.
Yep.
We love her.
So we're busy planning that.
We are? Yes, we are. No, we are. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, we are.
And I think Katie's going to come on the show, maybe do a pop-in in a few shows.
Ooh, a pop-in. I love that.
Yeah, going to do a pop-in.
We'll pop it in.
Yeah. If it's on a Thursday, it's usually a pop-in.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
So, well, it's easier to spend a lot of time talking if it's on a pop-in.
So, Shauna Champion wrote an article in the eBay for Business blog.
Isn't she the best?
Titled, Why You Can't Afford to Ignore International Buyers.
That's right.
Features an intriguing eBay Inc. infographic.
Mm.
Shauna notes that 79% of international fashion buyers claim they can't find enough variety locally.
Really?
So they're coming to eBay. In fact, 1 million international shoppers view fashion items in the global shipping program every week.
Wow.
And if you'd like to read the whole story and check out the rest of the infographic, you can go to ebayforbusinessblog.com to subscribe today and never miss another eBay for Business stories. And they do a great job.
That's cool. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Yeah, that.
Just ask us at 888-RADIO-30. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo. set up your store pages and profile. And above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us with your questions at 888-RADIO-30. Again, don't hold it in. You know what that can do. 888-723-4630. You'll explode.
You'll explode.
All over.
So if you can't call in for whatever reason to 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air.
That's right.
Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You fill out the web form, hit the submit button, and we do our best to respond to every email we receive. And if it's something that in advance I know that Griff is going to have to look up or something like that, I generally send them right over to Griff.
Oh, good.
So most of them, you know, just have a question that they want to ask, not only to you but the audience as well.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from you, 888-RADIO-30, or click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player, and we'll be happy to get back with you. So, Griff, So you're in the room with all the people who are involved in the event.
Yeah, well, our team. It's Sarah's team.
Right.
And so, yeah, I sit right next to them.
Have you seen any of the new commercials? More Than Summer?
No, I haven't seen any of them yet.
Okay. You know, eBay, I'm not saying this for your benefit, but for the benefit of people listening, eBay works to drive buyers to your listings. And one of the ways they do it are commercials, that TV commercials. This one is built around the theme that eBay is more than shopping. Notably, each spot shows buyers opening items that arrived in eBay's new shipping boxes.
Yes.
And the latest spots, titled More Than Summer, center on a young family, and the son's going off to camp, equipped with gear his parents bought on eBay. Mm-hmm. Then the father hands his wife an eBay-branded box to open as well, and the voiceover talks about the camping gear being a ticket to adventure, while the wife's gift represents a few glorious nights when Mr. and Mrs. Parson can just be Jeff and Amanda. And the new spots conclude by bringing up the opening line, "This is more than camping gear," as items appear above the eBay logo on a white screen, followed by the tagline, "And this," as the eBay logo grows larger and comes forward on the screen. It's more than shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not seen it yet. This is how it's been described to me. I don't know if they're playing in San Diego yet or not. You know, sometimes they start in regions. And
I know they're in regional markets, so they're not everywhere.
Right. So this is a good thing. They're helping to drive traffic to your listings, and that's what you want to do.
Right.
So you're in there with them to get back to the event.
Mm-hmm.
And So you hear all of the stuff that's going on. Anything you can tell us? Anything you can tell us that we don't know?
Nope. Oh. Sorry.
Okay. Just one little hint thrown in. I know some, but I don't dare tell them.
Nah,
I'm not an eBay employee. It would be terrible.
It would be. I do hear some things, but I don't talk. So.
Okay.
When I know I can. Yeah. Sorry.
So eBay recently carried out an interesting experiment in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It's called eBay Value Check. Have you heard about this?
I haven't, no.
Well, it's based on the... I knew we'd get your German accent going, see if I did this story.
That was German? This is German.
It's based on the premise that German households have an average of 217 unused items worth 3,200 euros. So researchers posed the question, does selling on eBay really pay off? And then answered it by setting up an eBay Value Check kiosk at a flea market in Berlin, which sounds like a song, flea market in Berlin. Vendors and shoppers were invited to bring their items to the kiosk, photograph them in eBay's pop-up studio. Then they took the photos home on an eBay flash drive and listed their items on eBay.de. eBay Inc.'s video about this unique selling experience is titled What's It Worth? Find out with eBay Value Check, and it has English subtitles. Mm-hmm. And the video follows a market vendor and blogger whose items turned out to bring much bigger profits on eBay than she had hoped to earn at the flea market. And if you'd like to see all of eBay's YouTube videos and subscribe to the various eBay channels, go to youtube.com/eBay to find out more about that. That's hot and heavy going on right now. I always like to look at what things are going on in Europe that aren't here to see if they'll come here, but that's really just a... Well, it is an interesting concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it to the mall, to the kiosk.
Yeah.
Let's help you list this thing.
So they did it in Berlin.
Exactly.
Oh, what a fun city. They have a wonderful flea market there that I've been
really?
To. Really? Yeah, it's just outside the Tiergarten, and it was fantastic.
The one thing that I remember mostly about visiting Germany, because we took a cruise up the Rhine.
Well, you did.
We did. Went to a lot of the little towns, you know, on the bank of the Rhine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I noticed we would go off the ship, you know, at night. We'd eat dinner and then we'd get to go out into the little town. They'd go to bed very early.
In Berlin?
In the communities. No, we were in
the smaller communities.
Outside of Heidelberg and
things like that. There's nothing to do.
They go to bed very early and deathly quiet in the entire community.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing happening. No cars. No nothing.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because they're all in their houses on eBay.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, they're big eBay buyers. What's the matter? You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I have
and
so
very
much
neat,
to teach you.
Like in Holland, very neat.
Yeah, yeah.
Neat, neat yards, neat everything.
We love them.
Did you live there or just visit?
No, I never lived there. I used to have to visit a lot in the early days of eBay because we bought a company called Alando early on in 1999, which was like a marketplace in Germany. And then we migrated their platform onto eBay, and there was a lot of work to do that. So I would make trips back and forth for the community side of that. And the first lesson we learned was that when you directly translate a site like eBay community, you have to be careful of the words. Because in English, community has pretty much a happy, positive connotation. In Germany, the word for community, when translated right from the English to... I'm going to tell you what the word is because I forgot. I'm going to look it up now. It means it has negative, it's called Gemeinschaft. And Gemeinschaft has negative connotations, like of cult.
Yeah.
And the less positive aspects of German history. So we learned the hard way you can't do that. So eBay Gemeinschaft does not mean eBay community in the way we think it does. So anyway, it was a lot of fun to do, but I got to know Berlin a little bit because the offices initially were in a part of Berlin called Kreuzberg, which is a wonderful little area of Berlin. And Berlin is fantastic. Look, if you're looking for a vacation, like something to do that's, you can do a lot of stuff, I'm a huge fan. Berlin is so much fun. And the Berliners are just the most amazing people. So I'm a big fan of Berlin.
So how many people do you think in Germany use eBay? Are they
big
eBayers?
It's
really?
Very, very big in Germany, yes. Very big.
Well, one of the things we're going to do when we come back for the next segment, Griff, is on page 12 of the stuff we sent you over.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Shauna Champion in the eBay for Business blog did 6 tips for branding your business.
She did?
And everybody's always asking us about branding the business.
Yeah,
what does it mean? How should I do it? Is it too involved? And the answers are, it's easy.
It's easy.
You can do it.
You can do it.
And we've got 6 tips for branding your business coming up in the next segment. In the meantime, our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. We have Jess phone screening today. If you'd like to call in with your questions or comments or any tips you might have for eBay sellers. We'd love to hear your sweet voice today on the telephone.
Or we would.
You can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, and we're happy to get back to you in that way. So you've branded yourself very well, Griff, with your little, all it took, really, wasn't it, was your little
yeah,
caricature
I had a little caricature that someone made for me once, and then I had a friend use that to design a logo, and I paid him for the services. He's a graphic designer and artist. Well, you met him, Sandro.
Yes.
Right. And then I had some stickers made up, and I used that same logo on my eBay store for my logo and on my invoices. And now I put the stickers on the packages, and I'm using as often as I can the eBay branded polyvinyl envelopes. And so I'll put my sticker just over the eBay brand, and then with magic marker write on dot dot dot. So it says Griffville on dot 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 eBay.
Hey.
Yeah.
And how much did that all cost you?
Oh, thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, it did not.
No, it cost me, I got the stickers made at Sticker Mule. I think they were less than $1 a piece, but they're well worth it. I love the idea of having them. And what else? The bags, the shipping supplies obviously come
from
eBay.
And we all need that.
Yeah.
We all need that. But my point being that it's not just for the big guys.
No.
Branding. You know, you can do it.
Yeah.
On any budget. I mean, what did you use? You used a Sharpie to write your name in between the two?
No, just on.
On. Oh, yeah, the word on.
Yeah.
I see.
Because I don't have to, I don't have to use my name. I have the name Griffville, so.
Well, it cost you practically nothing, and that's my point.
Yeah, practically.
Yeah, so stay with us. If you're listening now, we're going to be giving you 6 tips for branding your business on eBay. So
yeah, 6 tips.
You got it. Show us your 6 tips.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. It's time to call 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing Maps, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's Maps. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with Maps.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. and for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.